Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. And Tom, welcome. This was the 30-year anniversary of when you completed your first season as Michigan State's head coach. What do you remember most about that year?
I remember the opening game, John. We were playing in Maui, playing against Chaminade. I had Judd Heathcote and Magic Johnson sitting right behind our bench. And it was a two-point game with about a minute left. And I was scared to death, sweating, pouring down my head. And that was my first game. But it got better my second game when we played North Carolina. Dean Smith was there. They had a great team, the Jumping Jack. Can't remember all the guys they had, but they were really good. And it was before the game, and I was sitting there. And I think it was Bill Raftery came over to me and said, Dick Vitale would like to talk to you back in the studio.
Right.
And I said, man, it's right before the game. You know, I came up for warmups. I can't do that. You know, come on. We're in Maui. You know, you got your shirt on. So I said, okay, I'll do it. So I walk over there and Dick says, hey, Tom, I just want to wish you luck and this and that. And then he says, got a tall task in front of you. And on the ticker, it said, Dean Smith, 858 wins. Tom Izzo won. And Dick said, good luck. So those are the two things I remember about the start of my career.
But since 98, you have had Michigan State in every single NCAA tournament that's been played. How have you done that?
A lot of really good players and a lot of really good staff, because I couldn't really do that myself. There's no question about it that, you know, coaches have bad days too.
Yep.
And I've had a million of them. And yet when I have a bad day, either my staff picks me up or the players. I mean, that's one thing that I think we've developed here is a culture. And I think the culture says, you know, come March, you better be playing. And if they don't want to be playing, they got to deal with Magic and Draymond and Steve Smith and Mateen Cleaves and all the other guys. You know, it's not just me that has to deal with them. They're the ones calling in, reminding them it's March. So I think I've been very fortunate, but I think it's part good players, part, you know, I think I've had a good staff, but a lot of it is a good culture. And the culture is something, as you know, is really near and dear to me. And I think it should be in most of the great programs, that when I think of, you know, even Michigan football when Bo was there and it started, Bobby Knight at Indiana and Mike Krzyzewski and Roy, you know, culture, Nick Saban, I mean, culture, you know, guys that can do something for 10 and 15, 20 years. There's more to it than just having good teams.
Are you as proud of the consistency that you've had at Michigan State, being in the tournament every year for almost 30 years, as you are proud of the 8 Final Fours and the national championship in 2000?
I really am. I think it's more significant. Consistency is a very significant part of what we do this day and age. And, you know, you can get hot. I mean, I think it was UConn the year that beat us in the Elite Eight in New York. They were like a 6 or 7 seed and went on to win the national championship. You can get hot. You know, we saw it happen with North Carolina State and Jimmy V. But it's hard to get hot over a stretch of time.
Right.
Consistency is more important than being hot. So I am more excited about that and how the players look at it. And I remember 1 or 2 years, we're really on the bubble. And that team did not want to be the team to end that streak.
And if you look at the last 2 years, you've really again become one of the elite, elite programs in the country. The last 2 years, 57-15, 32-8 in Big Ten regular season games. What has been the key behind this incredible 2-year stretch?
You know, I think I did what a lot of kids do. I think I started finger pointing instead of thumb pointing. You know, I felt bad for myself. We went through some stuff here on campus. Then we went through the situation with COVID, you know, and I'm just not sure I handled it really well. I feel like I changed a little bit. I maybe wasn't as demanding. You know, lost a couple players I didn't think I'd lose. That left for the pros early and probably weren't quite ready and didn't recruit that way. So I blame a lot of the 3-4 years on me. You know, in 20, I think we might have one of our best teams with Cassius and them, and COVID hit. I thought that team was ready to compete for a national championship. And then we had 3 or 4 years where we were good and we went to a Sweet 16. We got beat twice by number 1 seeds in North Carolina and Duke. Yep. And that was both of them in North Carolina.
Yep.
You know, so it wasn't like we lost the bad people, but you're right. We weren't as good. And we've made, I think, a better run. I think we got back to who we are. So I'd have to blame me and yet be excited that I think we reestablished our culture. And, you know, Jeremy's been part of that. Cohen's been a big part of that. And those guys have, and our former players have been a big part of it. They, you know, it was Draymond that once told me, I'm not doing a good enough job with this team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right in this damn office, you know. How dare him say that to me, especially when I knew he was right. That was really tough.
Well, you've got great stability right now at Michigan State, but unfortunately, we do not have great stability in college athletics. What has it been like for you, who always prides himself on not just doing things the right way, but for the kids you're coaching and influencing to do the things the right way, to see the chaos that's going on right now the last few days in college sports?
Yeah, you know, I do this a lot. I look at things, and like I said, including myself, I can blame myself. The reason I can blame myself is I think the adults are worse than the kids. The adults have caused most of these problems, not the kids. And, you know, we have some guys promoting some of this stuff, and we have lawyers making money off it, agents. And we're going to find out 3, 4, 5 years from now that this is going to be substantially worse than we even thought. But the latest thing where, you know, we've made a big point on the board I'm on, to our commissioner, our league, you know, that, you know, the five-year letting them back in would have been okay in April. You know, if that's what we were doing before you recruit other kids. And now we wait until August and we do something like that. There's going to be kids leaving campus next week thinking that they got their team together and they're going to come back in 2 weeks from their little mini break before school starts and might have 2 new teammates, and Shazam, some of them might be at the position they're at.
Right.
And then we're going to blame the kids. No. The stupidity and the way we've handled things is ridiculous. And we gave advice as coaches, but we know that that doesn't fare well. the advice was, if we're going to make a decision to give him the fifth year, let's do it in April. And then, you know, you wouldn't recruit guys. Now I've recruited guys for those positions. I can't bring another guy in.
Right.
But a lot of them will.
And we'll wait and see what happens with that, Tom. But let's get to some positives. And that's obviously, you know, going to be directly correlated to the team you're about to coach. A lot of guys back from a Sweet 16 team. Give me your initial thoughts on what the Spartans look like in 26-27.
My assistants don't screw them up. I think we got a chance to be pretty good. Since I blame me for the first half, I got to start blaming somebody else, I was told. But you know what, John? We got, I think, a really good team. I mean, we've got a lot back. We've got guys back from the Elite Eight the year before. I got guys that, you know, didn't enter the portal, didn't think about leaving. They could have. Cohen, Jeremy. For two, they could have. I've got guys that are getting better. And, you know, sometimes it's not as fast as you'd like. But at the end of the day, it's when you're going to pro ball, hopefully, or you're done with your college career, are you in the best position you could be in to be successful? And I think, you know, we've had some guys that have hung around. A player-coach team is always better than a coach-coach team. I tell them today how lucky they are that we got Cohen and Jeremy, and we've got some juniors that are doing well, but some of the sophomores, you know, are really going to be impactful here. And, you know, Jordan Scott is really gotten better. And then we've got some really good freshmen, and we had a guy sitting out, Caleb Glenn, who we thought was going to be a very good player last year, blew his knee the first week of summer workouts. And so we've got probably more depth than we have. We got a little more size with Anton and Ethan Taylor, you know, 2-7-1 guys. So we got a little bit of everything and depth, backup point guard in CJ. But I don't know. What I don't know, John, is what everybody else has. Because everything's so topsy-turvy. Some teams are going to benefit from the transfer portal. Some teams are going to be in trouble because of the transfer portal. You don't know how those locker rooms are going to mix. You don't know how the chemistry is going to mix. All I know is my team is good enough to be very good. Whether it's good enough to be elite, only time will tell.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Tastes have changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store in 1991, but not the way they do business. At Bob's, I know I can get today's styles, like feature-packed bedroom sets with storage and charging, or real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices. Plus, with no money-down financing options and fast shipping, you don't have to wait months to get your furniture. So, stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way.
You know, Tom, about a year ago, we were having a conversation similar to this, and we talked about Jeremy Fears and his trajectory, and you told me at that time the one thing that was holding him back from being a Mateen Cleaves, Cassius Winston caliber point guard was he had yet to show that he could bring other people to an elite level with him. 12 months later, how do you think he's really proceeded with that task?
Wow, what a great question. And I'm glad you brought it up because I think he's exceeded a lot. Still goes through his immaturity stage, you know, once in a while last year. But if I look at last year, how much he grew from the year before, it was incredible. If I look at the end of last year to this summer, I think he grew equally the same amount or more. He's been, you know, my best leader. Cohen's been a very good leader, too. They've both been through the wars. But he finally understands he can only be as good as the players next to him. And I think that takes a while to understand that. It was probably easier for Mateen because he kind of came the whole way with it. A lot of those guys were his best friends from high school. So a little easier, but Mateen was unbelievable at it. Jeremy is approaching that level now, and his shooting has improved. His game has improved, but his willingness, as we say around here, good players play good, but great players or elite players make others better than they actually are. And I think he's starting to do that. He's starting to distribute the ball more. He knows when to give it up earlier. His defense has improved. So Jeremy has taken a giant step, and I think that's really going to help us.
And the other guy you've referenced, Cone Carr, is somebody, again, who's as unique a player as we've seen, not just at Michigan State, but in college basketball because of the way that he plays. What new wrinkles do you think he might add to his game in 26-27?
Well, two that he's added. Again, he's shooting the ball better. Is he ever going to be an elite shooter? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But he's shooting the ball a lot better. But he's handling the ball and attacking the rim a lot better, and he's probably improved his defense in the same length. So if he's better defensively, he could be a lockdown defender. He's been better with the ball, which means a little better passer, but he's taken it to the hole more. I think early in his career when he wasn't able to make a free throw, it kind of deterred him from being aggressive. Now he's letting that athleticism be part of the aggression, and the aggression means he's not only getting to the basket, but he's able to shoot those runners and floaters. And he's still a much better three-point shooter than he was.
You know, Tom, you touched on your sophomores making a big jump, you know, going over the numbers. From January 30th to February 22nd, Jordan Scott was in double figures. How much will his evolution and Cam Ward playing like the Cam Ward we saw early in the season against Arkansas determine whether or not Michigan State can be a vintage Michigan State March team in 2027?
Yeah, I think that is needed because I think the Soda superstars, I think, are going to play their role and be good, the two guys we talk about. But I think some of the intangibles, Jordan will be one. Cam will definitely be one. He should be our starting power forward. Mm-hmm. He's improving. Still got to keep improving his shot, but he's really improving his ability to put it on the floor, defend people, become a much better rebounder. And if you remember back to that Arkansas game, he got a lot of his baskets on offensive rebounds and things. Then he kind of broke his hand, you know, and down in Florida and never really recovered totally from that. He still played, but he played with something on it. It was his right hand. And not making excuses for him, but that was the reality what he dealt with. But he, too, has spent a lot of time this summer. What's nice about having the culture and what's nice about having veterans is they're in the gym all the time. And then all of a sudden the Josiahs are in the gym and Ethan Taylor has gotten better. And so that part of it, CJ, has gotten better. When you have players leading players, it's better than coaches leading players. I've said that my whole career.
Which newcomers will have the biggest impact for Michigan State this season?
Well, I think Anton, you know, our big kid, is going to definitely. But to my surprise a little bit, Ethan Taylor has been, because he did not have a great senior year, and he just kind of turned it on. I think we're getting more to Jesse McCullough every day. So our bigs, I think, are going to be solid and good. But then the two guards are, you know, I think both are electrifying, and that's CJ and Josiah Jervis. He can really shoot it. He can defend it. And every day I see him getting better and better. He reminds me of a Gary Harris because he can play both ends, not quite as athletic, but can really shoot the ball from long range. So, you know, and Kurt Tang has been out with the injury. He'll come back. But I think as far as the new guys, you know, some are going to help us, but I think CJ and Josiah are going to play a lot.
And following up on the injury, Caleb Glenn, who's coming off an injury, he's been full go and in the mix.
He has. It's taken him a while. You know, when you have a severe knee injury like that, the injury isn't bothering him at all. It's the confidence and the headspace that, and he's a tough kid, but he's very athletic. He's not Cohen Carr, but he's got some Cohen Carr qualities, his build and everything, except he really shoots the ball well, and we could have really used that last year. So as I say, you know, we're 10 deep for sure, and yet we all know injuries happen. We all know things happen. Last year it hurt us a little bit. We lost, you know, a guard late and Kerr, and that really kind of hurt us against UConn. You know, we were like a guard short. So I'm hoping our depth will be a big plus for us, and I hope those freshmen come along quicker because they're going to play.
And they're going to need to play because, like usual, we have Elite Eight Final Four caliber games in November, December. You have Duke in the Champions Classic in Chicago, at Tennessee, Arkansas in Detroit, which will be on CBS after the NFL, and then Gonzaga in Palm Springs. Is there anything else of note for the Spartans early?
Well, we're looking at maybe one more, but for sure we also got two exhibition games against Marquette and UConn. So I think it'll get us very well battle-tested, and that's kind of been my MO since John Chaney taught me that many, many, many years ago. But I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the Thanksgiving game because of John, and Arkansas is, you know, really good, and he was good enough to play it in Detroit, even though we're supposed to return because CBS, this doubleheader with football, has been very successful for us. And so I'm actually looking forward to that game too. It'll be, what, an hour after or something, the football game. Should be an incredible setting down there. And hopefully I get, you know, be nice, John, if I got to go to half the football game since football's still my favorite sport, and then come over and coach the back. What a day that would be for me.
In Detroit, nonetheless, no doubt about it. You know, Tom, we were talking a couple years ago when everything was changing with the game, and you told me maybe two or three years ago, you've been involved in less committees and you focused more on your team because you knew that's what you had control over. Has that made you a better coach?
Well, I think that was one of the mistakes, you know. I mean, I worked for a guy, Jed Heathcote, that he thought being guardians of the game was more important than your own team. Thought there was a bigger, you know. Yeah. Unfortunately, that has been hurt a little bit by what's going on. And I think I was on the committee for a lot of years on the NABC and stayed even after my time, and love those guys. But I'm still involved a little bit, but not on the regular basis. I think it was starting to, drive me a little crazy. You know, it just, some of it didn't make sense to me, and it didn't seem like anybody was listening.
Yeah.
And so I did decide to get off 2 years ago. And so maybe that's one of the reasons. Maybe I've done a better job, but I don't think it's all that. I just think I've thought about it, John, a lot. And, you know, in these changing times, sometimes you find yourself changing a little more than you should. Yeah. And I think that was somewhat me. And I get back to worrying about my team a little more and enjoying my team a lot more. I think the guys I've had, it's been a blessed year for me. I've got good guys. They all came back for the most part. And we added some really good freshmen. We added one transfer that we think is going to help us a lot. And I'm looking forward to talking to you throughout the year, hopefully in a positive way.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Well, I know that nobody is going to put more pressure on themselves to take Michigan State as far as they can go in the NCAA tournament than you. But I'm curious, for all that you put on yourself every single year to take Michigan State as deep as it can go in March, is that feeling amplified for the upcoming season because the Final Four is in Detroit?
Well, I'd like to say no. All right, I'm not sure I'd like to say no, but I was there once before.
Yep.
You know, in 09, I remember playing Kansas in the Sweet 16, and that was when the auto industry went to hell and everything was going wrong in our state. And, you know, watching a Travis Walton and those players, Draymond, just kind of embrace our state was pretty cool. And the second game in the Elite Eight, we played Louisville, was the overall number one seed, and actually beat them decently.
Yep.
And but the whole battle cry was to get to Detroit, you know, and then we played UConn and beat them. And then the Celtics or the Lakers, or no, it was North Carolina, but they looked like the Celtics and the Lakers. Roy had one of his, I think, best teams ever. Those guys all came back to win a championship. And sure enough, they did, and deservedly so. But how often do you get to play in your home state, you know? So will it be a battle cry? Of course. Unfortunately, there's a lot of moving parts you got to get by to get there. But, yeah, I mean, it's exciting, and, you know, and but we got to take care of the beginning, which is finish off the summer, get a little break, and then head into what is going to be a long year. Basketball's a long season. Yeah. But, boy, that bucket at the end of the rainbow is pretty good in downtown Detroit.
Can you imagine a life without coaching right now?
You know, as you can imagine, as you get older, you think about it a little bit, I guess. there's days I say, yeah, I can imagine it. It'd be awesome. But it is what I am. I've watched, you know, the Jay Wrights, and I've watched the Roys and the Mikes, and of course my good friend Nick Saban, who you know, we started here together. So I watched guys, some of them I never thought would ever retire. And some of them I thought would, you know. So I'm kind of seeing all they're doing, but they all say it's an individual thing. And I feel good. I'm healthy. I feel like we're still winning. I still feel like we're still relevant. The day that I feel like I'm cheating this university would be the day I hang it up. Or, to be blunt and honest, if the problems outside get magnifying above the enjoyment inside, that might be the time too. And I think that's happened to a few guys. And I think that, as I've said, not old school, not new school, not right school, not wrong school. There still is a right way to do things. And I just vehemently think we're making some mistakes that we have to figure out. I think a lot of people feel the same way. We just let some people hijack our programs, and we've got to regain control of them. And I think that's what we're trying to do. Hopefully the new rules will get better and better, and hopefully we'll get some stability. Hopefully we'll quit moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
I don't mind moving them, but moving them in the same summer?
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous. A lot of people are going to get hurt by that. And that was the fault of people making those decisions. They could have done it in April, or they could have done it, you know, next April.
Yeah.
So I have a problem with that. Not necessarily what is being done, but how it's being done.
Well, the good thing is the games are still great and the brands are still the brands, and that includes Michigan State. So let's wrap on this. What are the biggest keys for this rendition of Michigan State to repeat what we saw, you know, 18 years ago during the 08-09 season when that Michigan State team got to Detroit for the Final Four.
Has it been that long ago, John?
Yes.
18 years, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think like everybody has to go through, you've got to keep your chemistry together because this day and age, there's more distractions out there. There's more issues. I think you got to stay free from injuries.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have major injuries to key people. And I think you still got to stay hungry and realize that there's money now. There's different things now. There's all these distractions. But at the end of the day, when you get on the court, the game's the game. And we got to keep the main thing the main thing. And that's what I'm going to try to do. I got some great leaders to help me do that. And then the last one is the one that nobody wants to hear. But I've been there on both sides. Some of my best teams didn't make it. Some of my not so good teams did. You got to be lucky.
Yep.
You got to have a little luck on your side. You know, the ball's got to bounce right. And so let's hope that this year's Spartans have a shot. It would be unique to be in your own state. But a lot of good teams out there, John. A lot of good teams in our league.
Yeah.
And a lot of good teams in the nation. So it'll be fun. It should be fun for you guys on CBS and the job you do. And you do a great job. So you keep up your good work. I'll try to do mine and we'll see what happens.
You got it. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover. Appreciate a couple of minutes, Coach. Enjoy the rest of your summer. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
Thanks, John.
You got it. That's Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now.